Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so we got to talk about this real quick. Mac and cheese suit. A Florida judge tossed a $5 million lawsuit over microwavable macaroni and cheese. The suit claims that the company misled the public about the time it takes to prepare the microwavable mac and cheese cups. It's Velveeta's, apparently. It was literally a West Palm Beach-based law firm that filed the suit on behalf of a Florida woman back in November. They were saying that the Kraft Heinz Food Company violated federal law by saying the mac and cheese cups take 3.5 minutes to prepare, saying the time limit does not include the time it takes to remove the lid, add the water, and stir in the cheese sauce. A Miami district judge tossed the lawsuit because the woman's a moron. And she should be publicly named so we can all make fun of her and point and laugh, because that's dumb. What? What is the? Who hurt you? What's the matter with you? Jeez. I'm going to file. Who does that? You realize like how much money that takes like to do what she just did?
Not all microwaves are the same wattages either, just so everyone knows.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, literally not everything is the same. That's so goofy. And who, can I just ask, who makes microwavable mac and cheese besides like teenagers at home? Right. Who does that? Like, this is a grown woman making mac and cheese in the microwave in a cup. You know those taste horrible?
Child abuse.
Yeah, like, is she making it for herself or her kids? Because those are horrible, and that's horrible. Yeah. I don't have anything else to add. I'm just disappointed. Also, let's see here. We got a couple of other ones. Let me pull this. All right, so... Is this the... Yeah, this is it. All right, hang on. We've had a number of incidents on planes as of late. So this woman, Florida woman, 32-year-old Clinae Cameron, was on an incoming Southwest flight. She's Florida woman going to Nashville. And as it was taxiing to Gate 5, a passenger was using her phone when Cameron suddenly began to scream at her and tell other passengers that she has a red screen on her phone and they were all in danger and not safe. And the passengers were trying to assist the woman, Cameron, back to her seat. As the other passenger began to exit the plane, Cameron blocked her way, became verbally aggressive and abusive, and they had to be separated by flight attendants. And then Cameron was charged with assault for placing the victim in fear and resisting arrest because she tried to run away from multiple officers back down to the ramp until she was able to be detained. So she was booked in a Metro Nashville, and for resisting arrest and assault, she's free on a $4,000 bond. What is happening? Stop taking... whatever you're taking, your Xanax or whatever, and then drinking before y'all get on planes. Ladies, quit. Or just don't fly. What is happening with this? So, have you ever typed Florida man followed by your birthday into the browser?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah. So, if you type Florida man and then your birthday into, like, a browser, then you can pull up, like, a story, and that's your Florida man story. So mine is a Florida man. This is a little older one, but this is what was pulled up. A Florida man was arrested because he slapped his girlfriend with a pizza slice. That's my Florida man story for my birthday. What is yours? Did you Google Kane in your birthday?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I did. Mine says, hot sauce saves Florida man after car crashes into Taco Bell.
Wow, I'm like actually really interested in that story.
I know.
Like, I love hot sauce, but how does it save lives? That's fascinating. So that's your Florida man story. Steve, tomorrow you got to type yours in. I'm curious to know what yours is. Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Let me just ask everybody this. Are you all, like, all done eating your lunches and all that stuff? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are y'all done with your Republican ham sandwiches? Are y'all done? Because I'm sorry to do this to you. So here's what's up. You got the people who got the prep email were like, oh, we know what's coming. We know exactly because we saw it. So you guys remember, let's go back. Do you remember when there was the Ashley Biden diary thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the daughter that Joe Biden had with Jill. So you had the Ashley Biden diary that she left it in a, like in a mattress in a flop house. Sidebar. I'm going to stop myself. I know you want me to finish it, but why do they leave things everywhere? What is with these damn kids that they're leaving their stuff everywhere? Now, what gets me, she's like my age, has her, you know, it's a grown woman. She's leaving her diary of drugs and sexual escapades and showers with dad. In her diary, left it in a flop house mattress. And then James O'Keefe got it. And everyone's like, that's not her diary. It's not her diary. But the FBI raided them, took the diary. It's not her diary, but the FBI is going to raid you and take it anyway. Okay. And then they're like, you stole it. But no, you left it in a, flop house mattress. So she confirmed on an audio recording that the diary that she had abandoned is hers, apparently, and that there were other things that were left behind there. And the audio recording, they said that the family had known the people who rented out the house, and she stayed in one of the bedrooms, and on the voicemail, you know, it was said that the diary's crazy, I think it's worth taking a look at, it's, you know, all this other stuff. And Ashley, I mean, yeah, because it was crazy. Because she had sex addictions, drug addictions. She wrote in her diary her dad took showers with her when she was younger. And she said that she would wait until late at night to take showers to avoid her dad getting in there. This is weird, guys. It's weird. Quote, diary pages 67 through 68. I'm so afraid of him coming into the shower with me that I've waited until late at night to take a shower. Oh my God. Guys, come on. Okay. Because remember, they got raided. O'Keefe got raided. The FBI took it. They tossed all the stuff in James O'Keefe's apartment around. They took his stuff. One agent told him he wasn't being detained. They took a 47 recording devices, phones, laptops, thumb drives, everything. And the, I mean, they're still apparently like, okay, they're still battling over it. This is just wild. So can we just have a little quick, obvious conversation here? Okay, so you have all the kids are messed up. I mean, I'm sure we don't know anything about Bo, but I'm sure he was probably hiding some demons too at this point, right? I mean, how do you, is he just the one kid who wasn't? I don't know. You have the son and daughter, the other kids that apparently were really messed up on drugs and all this other stuff, have serious issues. And it's weird that they have all these hangups with sex. And then she has something like that in a diary. And the FBI apparently thought it was real enough and dangerous enough that they raided somebody and took all their stuff. And there's just no transparency or due process. Do you think that, I don't know. It sounds on its face. Let me just tell you what I think it sounds like. It sounds like there was abuse. On its face, that's what it sounds like. If you hear that from anywhere else, what do you think? You have a family where all the kids are all messed up and they're all on drugs and they all have serious issues. And then the daughter has a diary. She talks about her dad doing this. I mean, what would you think? Come on, guys. Right? Yes. You can't think that, though. Here. Why? Because it's the president. And? And? I mean, Kane, got thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Explains all the dogs' problems, too.
Well, their dogs bite everybody. Family.
Yeah. It's just bad owners.
Bad owners.
And bad parents.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's weird. That is really weird to me. And the fact that, you can't believe that there's not more of a discussion over it. Doesn't that, I mean, it's like textbook red flags for abusive situations, right? Who writes that kind of stuff in their diary like that?
People trying to get over trauma.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, it seems really odd. Just seems weird. Just seems weird. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at this special website for a limited time at Dana4Hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free. And it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Well, we're going to talk more about this story. Apparently, Hunter Biden and his entitled influencer wife trashed their $4.2 million Venice Beach rental house. The wife was described as rude and entitled. They left the property in disarray and disrepair and stiffed the owner for apparently over $80,000 in outstanding rent. The landowner, apparently via a source, said that Hunter and Melissa were horrible tenants. They stiffed the owner. They left the house in horrible condition. Wow. 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 Not surprised at all. Also, the Lizzo lawsuit. She's on the verge of getting canceled. And I'm just like, really, I'm done with this broad. They said the former staff of support dancers accused her of sexual harassment, fat shaming, a bunch of stuff that I can't even repeat on air. And apparently Beyonce left her off some kind of thank you thing. So that's official. She's like apparently like persona non grata now, excommunicado. A mystery firm that's purchased 55,000 acres surrounding a major United States Air Force base for $800 million is now suing farmers for inflating the price of land amid fears that it's all owned by a hostile power. This is in California. Flannery Associates bought these acres of land, 55,000. The anonymous group of investors is suing all the local farmers for price gouging. One of the local lawmakers there says the suit is targeted to attack and bankrupt the farmers. Of course it is. It's lawfare. And it's all around Travis Air Force Base. And they've been purchasing all of this since 2018. And so now they're suing the local farmers for $510 million. They said they, quote, acted in flagrant disregard of federal and state law by conspiring to inflate the value of the land it sold them. Well, I don't know. I just don't. Is it China? I mean, it sounds like it's China. Yeah. The Disney World District that's now controlled after the whole fight with the Florida governor is now getting rid of all of its DEI garbage, including the DEI programs and the DEI Chief Diversity Officer of Happiness and Feelings and Sprinkles and Sunshine staffers. Yeah. So that was announced yesterday out of Orlando. This was all with the new agenda for the state, curtailing these non-academic everything or non-business everything. This was the board that enjoyed anti-capitalist perks that other soft Republicans and Democrats had given them before. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, when we came in, Kane and I are shooketh. Yeah. Now, Steve is a millennial. So Steve is like, I get it. I get you. And we were, because I'm, you know, I have every month, I have a playlist of all the bumper tracks that we play on the show, right? And so usually the songs that I play per segment are either additional commentary on the topics that are in that segment or just that we like the song, you know. And we're kind of in, Kane and I are like in a 90s mood right now. So we were like going back and like looking at 90s hip hop and some of the 90s, you know, what's on the pop charts and all this. And oh my gosh, I forgot about Marky Mark. Now, Steve knows who Marky Mark is, right? He knows who Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch is. He knows, I mean, he works, you know, he's DJ Fun Uncle. He hates when we say that. But, you know, he does that. That's, you know, a thing. He's also that. He's also into music. And so he knows who he is. And all of us who were like 80s and 90s kids, we know who Marky Mark is. But I only just today realized that Gen Z only knows him as Mark Wahlberg from Transformers.
Actor.
The actor. They had no idea he had a whole musical and modeling career before this. Wait, I'm going to further blow your minds. Did you guys know that his older brother is Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block? What? They're like, what? Like, what do you mean? Marky Mark?
The Wahlbergers guy?
Yeah, the Wahlbergers guy? Like, yeah, he's... And then one of the Gen Zers hummed the Beach Boys Good Vibration song and was like, you mean that song? No. Uh-uh. Not that song.
That's the Beach Boys.
They're going to... Kane, I just now had a horrible realization.
Uh-oh.
So, we grew up in the 90s. We came of age,
right,
as it were, in the 90s. You know, I graduated high school in 96. Is the stuff that we would have listened to in the 90s, remember how there was an oldies station when we were younger?
Oh,
and
yeah,
we'd be in the car with our parents, and our parents would turn it to the oldies station.
Right.
And they'd be like, yeah, this song.
Right.
Have those roles reversed?
Yeah.
It's all
cyclical.
What?
Yeah.
I am shooketh. I just can't believe that they didn't know. You know, like, I love Mark Wahlberg. I can't believe they didn't know that was Marky Mark.
Right.
And I literally noticed. I can't even believe this. Hang on. Because you know how I have, like, my email out at danalash.com. So every now and then people will send it. So somebody doesn't know who New Kids. How do you not know who New Kids on the Block are?
Right.
What? They don't know who Donnie... What? Jenny McCarthy is Donnie's wife. Jenny McCarthy is Mark Wahlberg's sister-in-law.
Right.
I see things today where it's like Gen Z are shocked. They did not know that the mom from Home Alone is also the mom from... And it's S-C-H-I-T-T-S, Schitt's Creek, the show. They had no idea. I am shooketh, Kane. I don't even know. I don't know what to do. Also, she was also Lydia Deetz. And okay. Beetlejuice. They didn't know that either. It's just shocking to me. I don't know. But yeah, that was a great, you knew that, Steve, because you're in music though, but you knew he was. You knew that song.
Talking about Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was big because that one video, he took his shirt off. He went Calvin Klein thing. Remember that?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, that one shirt. That one video. Yeah, all the ladies made sure everybody remember that
we
one.
We actually remember that. You just looked it up.
No, he's a millennial. He probably...
He wasn't born when that was going on.
I think that song came out.
Were you born?
That song
he's got older siblings, though.
Yeah, but that song was out before I was born.
Yeah, he's got older siblings, though.
Right.
So see that, like, so they maybe knew. So, because I think one of his older siblings is, like, our age. So, like,
That Hangin' Tough video. Remember New Kids on the Block, that Hangin' Tough song?
Okay, now that was way before his time, because I was in, like, sixth grade when New Kids on the Block was the thing.
Right.
But I remember that Hangin' Tough.
Oh, yeah. That's how they all, I guess, got their money and launched their acting careers and their hamburger
places.
I do have
a bit of criticism, though, about some of their lyrics. Because there was one song where it said, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was about their summer vacation, and they went on summer vacation. And the Jonathan one, the one that had the curly-headed dark hair, it hit him. His lyric was, "We met a lot of people and girls." And I'm like, what? Because they're the same. Okay. Just that always stuck with me because even when I heard it when I was in sixth grade, I was like, what? That's the sixth or seventh grade.
Was that the summertime song?
I think it may have been. Yeah. So. I think it may have been.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.